Well, that was the information that we had from our correspondent, Stephen Ribe from Beijing. Let's continue this discussion with our other guest, Einar Tangen, author and columnist, who is also joining us live from Beijing. Thank you very much, Mr. Tangen, for always joining us on Press TV when there are important issues regarding China. Now, we see that China seems adamant in keeping its end as far as the Iran nuclear deal is concerned. It will be expanding its ties with Iran. What is it in it for China?
Well, there's a number of things. First off, as was mentioned, China buys oil from Iran and does not have any particular issues with them. But keep in mind that the second issue is much more important. China has been advocating this kind of multipolar world where consensus and agreement is how you govern things, not unilateral action. So for China, it is a must to continue with under any kind of legally binding agreement. China wants to be seen as sincere when it signs an agreement, it wants to follow through. So at this point, it is in China's interest to show the international community that although it is not going out of its way to antagonize the other superpower, the United States, it will keep to its agreements and will abide by the international frameworks.
Mr. Tangen, we're also expecting Mohammed bin Salman to travel to China on the third leg of his tour in Asia. Do you believe that this will have an effect?
I don't think so.
Well, Saudi Arabia did promise, I'm very sorry to cut you off right there, but Saudi Arabia, we remember, did promise the United States that they will be compensating for the oil that Iran will not be allowed to sell. So do you think this will have an effect in the oil that maybe China will be buying from Iran or other trade relations between the two countries?
No, I don't think so. I mean, MDB, it seemed it's very, very close to Donald Trump, almost an extension of American policy in the Middle East. I don't think that China wants to show any deference. They're certainly not going to antagonize Saudi Arabia. I mean, they'll be welcoming. But this offer of selling more oil is not necessary, quite frankly. If this trade deal goes through between the U.S. and China, China will be buying a significant amount of energy from the U.S., and that will more than offset any kind of reduction on Iranian oil. It is not clear that China is going to hold back. They've leveled off their amount that they've been buying, but a lot of that has to do with the economic factors within China, the slowdown, etc.
Thank you very much, our guests here. Mr. Einar Tangen, author and columnist, joining us live from Beijing, and also our correspondent, Stephen Ribe. Thank you very much, Stephen, for the updates. Thank you, gentlemen, both of you, and thank you for following this edition of the News Review with us.